Ready to dive in. Today, we're tackling something really, really important, and honestly, something I think a lot of us struggle with, especially as single mothers.
Self-worth.
And it's so crucial, right? Because the messages we receive, especially as single moms, they aren't always the most, shall we say, encouraging.
You're telling me? It's like society has this whole script written for us, and it's not exactly a feel-good story, is it?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
There's this pressure to be like superhuman, you know, juggling everything, always put together, never showing any cracks. It's exhausting.
Absolutely exhausting. Which is why I'm so excited about the deep dive we're doing today. We're looking at an episode of the Single Mothers Podcast by LearnWAP.com. It's hosted by St. Vincent. And let me tell you, this guy doesn't mess around. He gets real, raw, and honest about the challenges of being a single parent, but in a way that's so empowering. I'm excited to hear this. I've heard great things about his approach.
So right off the bat, he tackles this whole idea of single mothers coming with baggage. You know, that old trope.
Tell me you haven't heard that one before. Like we're some kind of walking, talking liability.
Right. And he calls it out. He's like, everyone comes with baggage. It's just that single mother's baggage seems to get put on blast. And he's so right. It's like saying you can't judge a book by its cover, but then judging an entire group of people based on one aspect of their lives.
It makes you wonder who gets to decide what counts as baggage anyway, right?
Exactly. And that's where I think his emphasis on internal versus external validation comes in. He's all about tuning out those outside voices and really honing in on how you see yourself.
Which is easier said than done, right? Because those external voices, they can be loud. Especially when you're a single parent, it can feel like everyone has an opinion on how you should be living your life.
Oh, 100%. And it's easy to internalize that, to start believing those negative messages, even if they're totally untrue. So how does St. Vincent suggest combating that? What are some of the things he tells his listeners to do to start tuning in to their own inner voice, you know, that voice that knows their true worth?
So he's a big proponent of affirmations. I know, it can sound a little out there, but hear me out on this.
Out there how? Give me an example.
He suggests literally standing in front of the mirror, looking yourself in the eye and saying things like, I am worthy, I am capable, I am enough. You know, things that might feel a little awkward at first.
I can see how that might feel weird, but I kind of get it. You know, it's like you're intentionally choosing what to feed your mind instead of just letting those negative thoughts run wild.
Exactly. You're basically hitting the reset button on your self-talk. And what I find fascinating is how he connects this idea of self-talk to the bigger picture. He's basically saying that a lot of the time, those negative messages we carry around, they're not even ours. They're things we've picked up from society, from these unrealistic expectations, especially when it comes to single mothers.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like we're supposed to be perfect in every way, even though no one actually is.
It's crazy, right? And it ties into his point about embracing your past, but owning your future. He talks about how single mothers, especially, can get stuck in this cycle of feeling defined by their past, by their relationships, by the choices they've made.
Because apparently, once you're a single mom, that's the only identity you're allowed to have, right?
Right. It's like you're supposed to wear it like a scarlet letter. But St. Vincent, he flips that whole script. He's like, yeah, you have a past, but it doesn't have to dictate your future. You can choose to learn from those experiences, to grow from them, and to create a new path forward.
There's this one quote I love. He says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's something like, you can't start the next chapter of your life. You keep rereading the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And that just really hit me. It's like, yeah, acknowledge your experiences, but don't let them hold you back. You're allowed to move on to write a new story.
And he brings this back to self-worth by saying that owning your future, really stepping into your power, requires you to recognize that you are already whole and complete, exactly as you are. Relationship status, totally irrelevant.
Yes. Like, you don't need someone else to complete you. You are already enough.
100%. And it makes me think about his emphasis on self-care. He is such a huge advocate for single mothers making time for themselves. And he doesn't just give it a passing mention. He calls it a necessity, not a luxury.
Which is so important because, let's be real, self-care is often the first thing to go when you're a single parent. It's like you're constantly pouring into everyone else's cup, but who's filling yours?
And he seems to know that most single moms are probably rolling their eyes right now thinking, yeah, right, like I have time for self-care. But he actually gives really practical tips, things that can fit into a busy, chaotic single parent life.
Okay, so tell me more about these practical tips, because I have a feeling our listeners are dying to know. I mean, I am. I'm all ears. Tell me about these practical self-care tips. How do we actually make it happen?
So Saint Vincent, he's all about the small, manageable moments. He says, like, instead of immediately scrolling through social media while the kids are eating breakfast, take 5 minutes, just breathe, enjoy your coffee, listen to a favorite song.
Oh, I love that. You know, creating those little pockets of peace throughout the day.
Exactly. It's not about some huge, life overhaul. It's about finding those small moments and honestly reframing how you view certain things.
What do you mean by reframing? How do you reframe things?
Well, like childcare, for example,
Yeah.
he says instead of looking at it as this luxury, think of it as an investment. You're investing in your well-being and by extension, your kids' well-being.
Because when you're feeling refreshed and recharged, you can show up as a better parent. It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly. And he reminds us that self-care is not selfish, it's self-love. And when you love yourself, you're better equipped to handle everything that single parenthood throws your way.
This has been so eye-opening. I
No.
think what resonates with me the most is that self-worth is not a destination, it's a journey, right?
100%. He talks about how there will be good days and bad days. There will be moments of doubt, moments where you feel like you're killing it. And that's okay. It's all part of the process.
And on those tough days, those are the days when it's so important to have those tools in place, right?
Right.
The affirmations, the self-care practices, the support system.
Absolutely. He's a big believer in community, reminding us that we don't have to do this alone. He actually ends the episode by encouraging his listeners to share the message with other single mothers, to spread the love,
Love that. Sharing the journey, lifting each other up. It's so important.
It really is.
You know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left feeling incredibly inspired by Saint Vincent's message. He doesn't sugarcoat the challenges, but he reminds us that we are strong, we are capable, and we are worthy.
He does, doesn't he? And he leaves you with this feeling of hope. Like, okay, yeah, single parenting is tough, but I've got this.
Yes, and you know what? You do got this. And on that note, I want to leave you with a little something to think about. How would your life be different if you truly, truly embraced your worth? Just imagine the possibilities.